Praise God. Can you lift up your hands and begin to rejoice in the Lord? Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for who you are, Lord God. Right. We wait with expectation on what you're going to do tonight, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for what we're feeling right now in your presence, oh, Lord God. We pray, Lord, your power be loose, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can you put the name of Jesus on your lips in praise? Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I pray you do your thing tonight in me, around me, in this house. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. And you may be seated. I'll be looking at Psalm chapter 8. Thank you, Jesus. But I must applaud this church as I see the great networking around me. What manner of or effort and hours of work is done behind me. And I really appreciate your efforts in that. And I know that the kids were so blessed. It was neat seeing different pictures of it and actually be in the midst of it. Amen. I don't know if Tarzan's going to come out and get me at any time, at any point. I don't know if the little creeper is going to come on over here, but that'll be just fine. We'll consider it a prop. We'll use it within the message if we can. Amen. Praise God. But what great work. And it's so good to be with you, so many loved ones, and to see different ones from around the district. You know, I don't have to stir up a big call to camp laborers. I've never actually spoken directly to the food workers as far as are you going to be there. Amen. And I'm so appreciative that they are there and that they do show up and they do their work for us. And it's such a wonderful thing. We thank Sister Ricks and Sister Cornwall for taking part in that and being so faithful to us and the young people. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then if I was to go down the line of everybody that means so much to me here in Sterling, it would take the rest of our evening. Amen. And so we want to get somewhere in the Word and know that God would bless us together. And there's nothing like being in the fellowship of the presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And touching Josh. Amen. I've seen on Facebook what he's doing. Amen. And last picture I saw, they were all dressed up in war paint, ready to go out and get a bear. Amen. And so that's what he chose to do instead of be here tonight. Praise God. God bless him anyways. Hallelujah. Amen. So thankful. I give honor to my father, your pastor, my wife. So wonderful to be at this pulpit. What a great honor. One that I'm not worthy of, even close to being. Amen. But I'm thankful that I'm a sinner saved by grace and that God can use anybody. Hallelujah. Isn't that nice? Amen. I'm so thankful for that. Praise God. And I give honor to my wife. So wonderful. I was reading a book recently and going through my reading to move into a level of licensing. And one of them, the writer was talking about, I've known ministers who weren't worth dirt without their wives. Amen. And I shared that with her. I said, that really spoke to me. Praise God. I tell you what, I felt something there. Amen. And so good to have Teresa with us. Praise God. Wonderful, wonderful. Amen. But I look at Psalm chapter 8, and for the writer, it's important to consider. Everybody say consider. Your thought, your mind is ever spoken of by the Lord. Jesus would elevate the law. He didn't discontinue it. He said, not the least of it can be broken. It's going to be fulfilled. And he spoke about the law, and he elevated it to such a degree that rather than committing an act of sin, the Lord said, you think about an act of sin, and there you are. Your mind is that important. Your mindset is that important and that relevant to your soul and to your soul situation that I need you to consider some things. Amen. And so that's what we're looking at tonight. The different scholars in the Enlightenment period went through so many different things, and boy, you can get so carried away with philosophy, and smart people can have problems with that sometimes, and those that are not that smart, but they're educated beyond their intelligence, can begin to just get into all kinds of different areas of different things, and you start to question, am I here? Am I existing? Am I really a person, or am I a figment of some kind of imagination, and things of that nature. And one philosopher by the last name of Descartes just spoke it plainly and said, I think, therefore I am. Amen. And I think that's very biblical. That's very within the realm and scope of our lives, that thinking and your mentality and your attitude is so much a big part of our lives and the direction that we go. Amen. So it's important to consider some things. If my thinking is so important, then it's important for me to consider some things. Praise God. I give honor to Brother Seagraves and Brother Levi. Amen. Thank you for being among us and being here and everything that you do. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But the writer begins and he gives thanks unto the name of God. And then he says, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Praise God. It's important to consider the greatness of our God. And not only the greatness, as you are in your mind and in your mentality, and you come across an evening of not too many evenings in this hour, praise God, but you come across an evening maybe a few months from now where you can actually see some stars. And what an opportunity to just think about the greatness and just how amazing God is in that creation. And beyond just that creation, what he created in the scope of that and the numbers that just blow our minds, but also that in Scripture, in the Word to us, little time is placed upon that. The writer of Genesis says, and he made the stars also. Amen. It was a greater light to light the day and a lesser light for the night, and he made some stars also. But it's important for us to consider his greatness. Consider how amazing he is. Consider just the whole scheme of it all, that God, you are awesome. There is a danger in my life and in living for God that I might lose my awe of him. Scripture does say that in I believe Jeremiah was speaking to the people and he began to chastise them or began to rebuke them a little bit. And he said that one of the symptoms and one of the problems that's led to where we are right now is you've lost your awe of me. But I appreciate this writer saying, I consider that. What is man? I want you to consider that right now. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou would visit him? Praise God. But something so beautiful occurs here within this psalm. And not only can I look at God's creation and see his wonder and consider it and see how big he is and consider it, but the psalmist doesn't stop there, but he continues and says, what art man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have, everybody say, dominion. And I want you to consider this evening that I feel so strongly, it's important for us to consider our dominion. When God called out Abraham, praise God, and he wanted to speak to him about how blessed he is, and he wanted to speak to him about how numerous he was going to be and how great of a people he was going to be, the Lord would appeal to that creation. He would appeal to what makes us look up and say, what am I? And how could you even look at a worm like me? How am I even substance? I'm just a speck. I'm less than a speck in this whole scheme of things. And God would testify to Abraham and appeal to it. And he'd say, how blessed are you going to be, Abraham? And he would say, look at my creation. Can you number the stars? My creation is so great, and I am sharing it with you. Your dominion, your number, your people, your blessing. Take a look at the stars. Can you number them? I'm thankful that I serve a God that's not only great, He's not only a creator, but He can look at me and say, look at my creation, look at my greatness. I've given you dominion. You have dominion in this world. You have a blessing in this world. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the writer says that what is man that thou art mindful of? You have made him a little lower than the angels. And I'm so thankful that altogether in the scope of things, that is man made lower than the angels. But not for every man is that ultimately true. Hallelujah. God looked at Abraham and said, can you number the stars? Your greatness is going to be like the sand of the seashore. So I would have you begin to consider today. Begin to consider now. Not only what is man that thou art mindful of him when you look up at those stars, but also begin to think about what kind of blessing does God have for me when I look up at those stars? What kind of blessing does God have for me when I look at this creation that he has made? What kind of blessing is there? I want that to get into your mind to begin to consider that. Praise God. And so the writer says we're made a little lower than the angels. But it's not true for every man. Praise God. Jesus, in his humanity, scripture also applied this to. The writer to the Hebrews said, somebody in Psalms said that he was made a little lower than the angels. But the writer begins and points out to us that Jesus is not all man. Jesus is not all humanity. Praise God. But there was something else about him. There was something else that was some dominion there. There was something else that was some power there. The Hebrews in chapter 1 and verse 4 says that Jesus is being made so much better than the angels. Hallelujah. How did this flesh get made better? How is this man that's put in this pattern that's after the line of David? How could a son of David be suddenly better than the angels? As the psalmist here is saying, we're a little lower than the angels. And the writer to the Hebrews lets us know that Jesus is made so much better than the angels because he hath obtained a more excellent name than they. Praise God. Praise God. And so that dominion begins to gather. And not only does God want to share the blessing of his creation with us and showing that your blessing is going to extend to the stars, Abraham. Amen. But that man, Christ Jesus, is a sacrifice for all of us. And the writer to the Galatians would let us know in 3:27, hallelujah. And you say, preacher, that's cool that God was talking about Abraham's blessing. That's a Hebrew thing. That's a Jew thing. You know, that's a different ethnicity thing. That's not really for me. I still look up at the heavens and I'm baffled. I'm not a part of this thing. Praise God, but the writer to the Galatians would say, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. Hallelujah. There's no Jew. There's no Greek when you look into this thing. Hallelujah. There's no free or there's no slave when you look into this thing when you put on the name Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, hallelujah, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So what am I saying? I'm saying when God spoke to Abraham and said, can you number the stars? Your blessing's going to be as much as that. I appeal to my creation. Look at my vast creation. I'm giving you dominion. I'm giving you the power just like this. I'm giving you dominion over this. That lets me know that when I'm baptized in the name of Jesus, Pastor Glover, hallelujah, that I step into that realm of dominion. I'm so much lower than the angels. I'm such a sinner. I have so many problems in so many areas that I need to work on. But when I put that name of Jesus on, praise God, there begins to be some dominion that dwells up within me. Hallelujah, through the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And I'm so thankful that name is a name above every name. Hallelujah, that Jesus would instruct to baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, and that's all embodied in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Jesus said in John 5:43, I have come in my Father's name, and you know me not. The name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. And the Holy Ghost is given through that name. Hallelujah. And that we put on that name. We have the Father's creative power. We have the Father's creative strength. When we look up at those stars, when we're baptized in that name, that's the name that's given to us and put upon us. Hallelujah. At baptism. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So I want you to consider. Hallelujah. I want you to consider. Praise God, a dominion that is in this place. I want you to consider as we preach Jesus' name in this place, as we baptize in Jesus' name in this place. Hallelujah. I want you to consider the dominion that is within that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Being made so much better than the angels. And David would say, thou hast put all things under our feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. There's dominion in us over this area, over this land, over this place. Praise God. And if you have dominion taking you from, there's a problem that people have, and that they get into drugs, they get into nicotine, they get into weed, they get into many different things. And what that is the land having dominion over them. The plants of the field having dominion over them. Praise God. And if that's your lot, if that's your problem this evening, is that somewhere you find yourself? Hallelujah. God has sent me here today to say that we can be loosed from that in Jesus' name. We will pray over you and you will be loosed of that in Jesus' name. Your desire will not be there for that and ever again in Jesus' name. Name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 39 says, know this day and consider it in thine heart that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. Hallelujah. And there is none else. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What Jesus is a manifestation of the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus is God saying, I want to come and I want to bless you. I want to give you the name that is Jesus saves. Hallelujah. I want to come and minister to you. And the book of Ecclesiastes talks about how all is vanity. The book of Ecclesiastes talks about all how everything in this world is so difficult and so pointless and so worthless. And that there's nothing new under the sun. Hallelujah. And that's how our lives are. Amen. I don't value the things that are here. They are temporal. But I'm also so thankful that if there's nothing new under the sun, well, I'm going to look for something new out of the sun, above the sun, greater than the sun. Amen. Into the heavenly realm. Praise God. He has something new to bless me. He has something new to minister for me. Praise God. And so I want you to consider the heavens. I want you to consider your dominion. I want you to consider that your Father is in heaven above. And praise God, he's upon the earth beneath, and there is none else. And there's something else to consider in Psalm chapter 119, verse 95. It says, the wicked have waited for me to destroy me. Hallelujah. They're coming at me, or not hallelujah. Praise God. They're coming at me. They're bringing accusation. Anybody ever been falsely accused? Anybody ever been lied about? They're waiting for me. They couldn't wait to bring the false accusation. They couldn't wait to tell the lies about me. And it was bringing me down and it was a problem. And we can know for this writer, it was a different time where he didn't have the amount of police help and National Guard and so on to keep an order around here. He may be talking about somebody looking to take him off. Around the corner, amen, someone wanting to bump him off and actually do some physical harm. He said, the wicked, they're waiting to destroy me. But he said, there's something I'm going to consider. If I'm just thinking about the wicked, my mind's going to get messed up. My considerations are going to get messed up. My thinking is going to get messed up. And so I will consider thy testimonies. Hallelujah. It's important for us to begin to think about what God has already done in our lives. Hallelujah. Not only do we have dominion for our future, but we need to think about the good things and the great things that God has done in the past. Mark chapter 6, verse 52 said that God's disciples, Jesus' disciples, considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. Even the disciples could forget about what Jesus has already done. And so my mindset gets messed up. My mindset gets limited. Suddenly I'm putting boundaries upon myself that don't need to be there when I'm not considering the testimony of what he's doing. You ought to be writing down your testimonies. You ought to have a prayer list writing down what God has done for you. Amen. Brother Lehman, you got to be writing down the things that God has told you. The Spirit of God that you have felt, hallelujah. The things that he's done, praise God, we need to be writing it down. Hebrews chapter 12, the writer says, hallelujah, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I skipped down to verse 2, but I forgot verse 1. Chapter 11 is talking about all the testimonies that people have gone through and how God has blessed people and God has ministered to them. Right. And the writer begins by saying, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And then we look unto Jesus. But before that, we got to consider the testimonies. We got to consider the things that Jesus has done. We got to consider the dominion that he has given us. Hallelujah. Brother Josh Herring is so important and so special to me. He gave me a word a few months ago and said there's angels coming to catch a can. Hallelujah. And they're going to pour anointing oil upon you. And he said there's angels of war coming that are going to have you cut the or they're going to come and cut the shackles that bind people. Amen. I told a young lady, hallelujah, and that's helped. It's elevated my faith, and it's something of word that I cling to and believe in. Praise God. When somebody comes, I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that if you want this, hallelujah, if you want to be free of alcohol, if you want to be free of weed, if you want to be free of meth and heroin, praise God, I'm going to lay my hands on you, and you're going to be free, and you're not going to need it anymore. If you want this, hallelujah, if you'll consider this, praise God. But some are so bound, their considerations and their minds would not take them off that. But we have a young lady, a young mother that's going through so much turmoil, and she's been on heroin and been on something that takes you off of it, that eventually, if you continue to use it, can be just as bad. And there's so many other pharmaceuticals that help to fill that void within an addict and keep them an addict and just keep them within that realm. Praise God. She came up for prayer. And there was a desire there that I can get out of this. And I let her know. I said, you need to believe me that God is going to relieve you of this. Amen. And you will be unshackled from this. Praise God. We laid hands on her and we prayed. And I just kind of, you know, I wanted to pray again. I just got to get the understanding that you believe this, that you feel this, that you know this. Praise God. Got the text yesterday. She was saying, praise God, I haven't had any desire for that again. I've been on that. Whatever's supposed to take you off, I'm not sure what it's called. She says, I've been on that for 5 years. And I have no desire for it. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for a dominion that God has given us. It's important when we have that dominion that we exercise it. It's important that when God does things for us that we remember it. It's important to consider the testimonies. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In Hebrews 10:24 says, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. And I'm so thankful for this season and so thankful for this time that our faith just gets so elevated. Praise God, our faith just gets so strong and we're able to build each other up and bless each other. And that's another thing that we need to consider in
this hour. Praise God, as we come to a close. Hallelujah. I need to consider that I'm a help to my brother. I need to consider that I'm picking up somebody else. That my worship, my testimonies, hallelujah. That I'm considering others, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Acts chapter 12, verse 12. Praise God. I'm just going to tell you the scripture, and you may get a hold of the context, and then I'll give a little bit of the background. But it says, this may be where we are at this point. Acts chapter 12, verse 12. It says, when he had considered the thing, he came to where many were gathered praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he had considered the thing, he came to where many were gathered praying. Who is this? This is Peter. Where had he just been? He'd just been in prison. And God did such a work upon him. Scripture says an angel came, kicked him in the side, said, get up, we're leaving. Get your coat on, get your sandals on, we're going. Scripture says he began to walk out, and the doors began to open up like they're electrical, that there was a sensor, and they just began to open up for him. Praise God, he's like walking through the grocery store, going through, chains falling off, locks falling off. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. It wasn't easy to open doors back in these days. I saw a picture of a key, and it gave me just a more of an understanding of what Jesus was saying to Peter when he's talking about keys. These keys are big time. Amen. They're like stone sculpted. It was like a big looking 5-pound key. Amen. That's what you're needing to get through these doors. And these doors are just opening. Hallelujah. Praise God. And let's all stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jesus is moving Peter out of that prison. He's moving him out of that bondage. The bonds upon his wrists. Bonds upon his feet. And he's out of that place. And this is a place where I want you to consider right now. He got outside, and scripture says in the process of going out, it took him a while before he even realized this wasn't just a dream. It took him a while before he realized that this was the real thing, that he really was awake. He really was, you know, I think, therefore I am kind of thing. He was kind of getting lost in the philosophy a little bit, and then the visions and the dream and so on. And then he realized that this is real. Amen. This is really happening. Hallelujah. Kind of makes me consider a certain testimony one day. When I was at the campground in the front there, and I'm praying, and suddenly, Pastor, there was a wave that just hit. You remember that? Praise God. There was just an unmistakable wave of worship. Yes. And we're used to that. We're used to people worshiping and praising and so on. But there was just something about this that it told me, you know what? You might want to consider and look over and see what's happening. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I looked over, and there was AJ screaming out, I can see. Yeah. I can see. Yeah. And my word for us tonight, hallelujah, is it may be like Peter. It may be time for you to consider what God has given you. It may be time to consider the power that is in you. It may be time to consider what God has done. Peter, it's time you considered your freedom. It's time you considered God is true. It's time you consider that God really is real. He really is moving. And you know what's best is he's really here right now. Hallelujah. And he's come to bless. He's come to minister. He's come to touch some heart. Hallelujah. That may be considering all the other things. Maybe considering I'm down and out. Your thought process may be you may be waking up in the morning with a heaviness. You may be waking up thinking, will I ever feel God's joy again? And you've been considering all the wrong things. And I would that you would be like Peter, and you would consider that you are free. And that you can come and gather around in a prayer meeting. Scripture says that he came to where many were gathered pray, hallelujah, and I would that we would do that all across this place right now. Let's make our way up to the front, and let's get our mindsets in the right place, hallelujah, that this is a God thing, and this is God's time. Satan's had your mind long enough. Satan's desired to put you in bondage long enough. But I want you to consider that it's time to be loosed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come all the way up.